This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff Kinsbach.
And I'm Patty Kinsbach. And we have been full-time traveling for, just over 2 years.
Yep. Going on 3 years.
Yeah.
It's actually 2.5 years now.
That's true. Yes.
Anyway, this podcast we are doing from Monument Valley, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
We just arrived here. And I got to tell you, if you've never been to Utah.
Oh, my gosh.
The rock formations, the mountains, just the geography is absolutely stunning.
Well, it's Arizona. We went from Flagstaff to Monument Valley,
right,
and most of it was in Arizona.
That's true.
And it was absolutely beautiful.
It was.
But then you get to Utah, and you've got all these big monuments or these big rock formations sticking out of the ground everywhere. It's amazing.
It's incredible. Beautiful. It really is.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's something to behold.
Yes.
It's something to see. It's something to photograph. And we're going to post a lot of pictures of it, too.
Yeah.
Because it's just beautiful here in Utah. And a lot of people will tell you, hey, my favorite place is Utah, and this is the reason why.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just got here, so we have a lot more of Utah to explore. But on the way here, oh, my gosh, we saw wild horses.
Yep, a lot of wild horses.
Yep. We saw cows that were, I guess you say wild cows.
Well,
I don't know.
As a matter of fact, there's signs that actually show a cow.
Yeah.
It says, beware, you know, they may be on the road.
Yeah.
Same with horses.
Uh-huh.
You know, burros.
Yep.
Deer.
Uh-huh.
All of that. And then when we got here, what did we see walking around? A coyote.
Oh my gosh, a coyote was walking along the road.
It's a pretty good looking coyote.
He was.
Mm-hmm. Out for an early dinner.
Yeah. Oh, and we also saw, remember that little critter that ran across the road in front of us? I don't know what that was.
I couldn't tell you.
It wasn't a mouse, because it was a little furrier than a mouse.
And it wasn't a chipmunk.
No, it wasn't a chipmunk, but it was like maybe bigger than a chipmunk, but smaller than a squirrel. But there's no trees. It was just, you know, all sand and bush and...
I know what you're thinking. No, it was not a rat.
I don't know what it was, but he made it. He ran fast and made it just before we
would
have hit him.
But anyway, with this podcast, we wanted to talk about things we would have done differently.
Yes, knowing what we know now.
Right. We would have done 5 things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought we would discuss this with you real quick so that maybe if you want to start doing what we're doing, or if you're doing it now, you won't make these mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with 1.
Okay.
And I think that was to take more time researching RVs. Mm-hmm. You know, getting the right RV is really important.
Yes.
Remember Jimmy and Sandy?
Oh, yes.
Trying something new?
Oh, yeah.
He had a great statement. He said, make your second RV your dream RV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're not sure, renting is obviously a really good idea.
Yes.
And we've heard about people who have rented vans.
Mm-hmm.
They've rented Class Cs, Class As, and just about everything, even fifth wheels, until they found the perfect RV for them.
Right.
And that makes perfect sense.
Right. Now, I don't know if it's because it's this time of year, But boy, we are seeing a lot of rentals.
Yes, we are.
In the last few days here. They're all over the place.
They are. We saw tons of them at the Grand Canyon.
Uh-huh.
And we've seen a lot of them here in Utah.
Yep, they're coming in here to Monument Valley.
And they're all, most of them, Class Cs.
Yeah.
That people are renting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think maybe a lot of that has to do with they fit easier in the parks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of national parks here in Utah. And of course, we just came from the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tight.
But that's, you know, but also that's a good one to rent because it's like you're driving a truck.
Right.
You wouldn't want to rent a big Class A for the first time if you've never driven anything before.
Yeah. And they can be fun. We've asked a couple of people. You know what? We ran into a couple at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
They were from Germany.
Yes.
They flew here. And they have a 10-month-old baby.
Yes, they were a young couple.
And they rent a Class C RV to see all the sights. They're going to be in America for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And we were blown away.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing.
I couldn't imagine going to Germany and renting an RV with a 10-month-old baby.
Yeah.
But to them, they're like, hey, this is an adventure.
Yeah.
We're going to do this.
Oh, yeah. Their little girl was so cute.
Oh,
her name was Helena.
Baby. Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah, so it was great seeing them.
Yeah.
So you never know who you're going to run into.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you wanted to have a washer and a dryer,
yes.
And you wanted to have that a lot sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So we are on our third RV.
Yeah.
The first RV was fine. We learned on that. It was a used RV.
Yeah.
That taught us everything.
It did.
And then the second one we bought, I think maybe we
should
have waited.
We made a mistake. Yeah.
We should have waited.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because we went from 29 feet to 30 feet.
Right.
Big deal.
No washer and dryer.
Right.
So it wasn't really much different. It was just newer.
Mm-hmm. And it had a lot of problems.
Yeah, it did.
That Ford chassis had so many recalls.
Gosh.
So if we could have just gone from the Fleetwood Flair that we had to this 38-foot Country Star, we probably would have saved money.
Yeah. But we didn't really lose any because, you know,
that's
at the
right.
time, it was, you know, we did pretty well.
Yeah, because the trade-ins are actually, they were more valued than buying them new.
Yeah.
Which is really crazy.
But still, it was, you know, it would have been better to go from our first to this.
Yes.
Instead of this being our third.
So if you're thinking about doing this or whatever, take more time to research RVs.
Right. And the good thing about renting is you go into a RV park and you can really like look around and see what's there and talk to people and find out what they're using and what they like. And you can really get a lot of good information that way. That's almost better information than trying to get it on the internet.
You're right.
I think.
But. All right. Things we would have done differently. Number two.
Okay.
Getting rewards cards for every grocery chain that you shop at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You go to checkout and you watch those groceries add up.
Yeah.
And they say, are you a rewards member?
Yeah.
And you go, no, we're just passing through.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out the same chain is in the next city you go to and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So we have actually become members of every grocery chain.
Right. We finally figured it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It saves you a lot of money, you know?
It does.
Kroger, Albertsons, Publix, H-E-B, Meijer, Costco, Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon, like if you go
Amazon
to Whole Foods.
Amazon Prime, sure.
Mm-hmm. That'll save you.
Yep.
And it'll also save you on other stuff that Amazon has all over the internet. Also, drugstores.
Yeah, CVS. I love my CVS rewards.
Yep, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps, too, if you have to take prescriptions and you have to pick them up in different parts of the country.
Yeah.
You can easily do that with CVS. That's what we do. Same with Walgreens and Rite Aid as well.
Yep.
So that all helps. Get those memberships. Also get memberships and discount cards for fuel.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we would have gone with the TSD Open Roads card sooner.
Sooner. Yep.
You know, we have saved nearly $1,000 in fuel costs.
You're kidding.
With
already?
That TSD card.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that has really helped us a lot.
Wow.
And
but we could have had it sooner and saved more.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing goes with Gas Buddy. All those apps that help you find discount fuel, those things are really important.
They really work. Yep.
Put them on your phone.
Yep.
Also, using campsite memberships sooner.
Oh, yes.
Like, we weren't really members of too many campsites. As we went along, we became members of KOA, Thousand Trails.
Passport America.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Harvest Host.
Yep.
Boondockers.
Yeah.
You know, there's tons of them out there.
Yeah.
So research them, find out what works for you.
Right. And my mistake with Thousand Trails was I had the camping pass to begin with, but I didn't use it much the first year. Then we got the membership, and then I figured it out and realized, oh, wow, this is a big savings.
Yeah.
So we've saved a ton of money on that.
And it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, that really works for us because we're full-time RVers.
Yeah.
You know, in the wintertime, we'll go out and stay in those camps for a long time.
Oh, yeah, for free, for days and days. It's
wonderful.
That
adds up.
Yep.
So what would you estimate off the top of your head that has saved us so far?
Thousands.
Yeah.
It's saved us thousands.
It's probably north of $4,000 or $5,000.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In camping fees.
Absolutely.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Think about that.
Yes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, what's number three?
Number three, we wish we would have gotten a four-door Jeep to tow instead of the two-door that we have.
Oh my gosh, that's that two-door. I love that little Jeep, but yep. Boy, is that a pain.
Well, the thing is, you have to push the seats forward if you want to put two people in the back seat.
Right, which is fine. You can do it.
Right. But if you go to the grocery store mm-hmm. and you have the bikes on the back.
We always have the bikes on the back when we're traveling. We try to
right.
take them off when we get to the campgrounds, but not always.
Then you've got to squeeze the packages in the back seat.
Yes.
And
because you can't open the back when you've got the bikes on there.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it real difficult.
And I think because we're a bit older, we've had friends that, you know, we'll drive with them somewhere because
they always have to drive.
They don't want to squeeze in the back seat of our Jeep.
Right.
So we wish we would have gotten a four-door vehicle to tow.
I think we're going to have to trade that in for a four-door one of these days.
Yeah, we've been thinking about that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So everybody at Claiborne, get ready.
Yeah. We're coming back.
We're coming back.
All right. Number four.
Number four. And this might sound a little bit odd, but only buy 5/8-inch hoses for fresh water. Okay, 5/8, not half inch.
So you started out, when we started out, you were buying the half inch.
Yep, I bought the half inch ones.
Oh, wow.
And you know what? You want as much water pressure as possible. Don't waste money on cheap pressure gauges or anything like that. Either invest in a good one or use a regulator that conforms to your RV specs. Our specs on this RV, on Newmar RVs, 60 PSI.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want any more pressure other than 60 pounds per square inch.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have a regulator.
Right.
Because some campsites, I mean, we've been to campsites where it was 90 PSI.
Yeah.
So that regulator really works. And we use a 55 to 60 PSI regulator. Mm-hmm. We don't need a gauge or anything else like that. We've tried gauges and they end up breaking or they're not very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
You can't adjust them. They're a pain in the butt.
Yep.
But if you get a good one, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
However, keep in mind that if you get a good pressure gauge and you put it on your water faucet, somebody might steal it.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful of that.
Yep.
So, like I say, we just use a 55 to 60 PSI regulator. Now, Newmar RVs are pressure tested and built to withstand up to 100 PSI.
Really? Okay.
But they tell you just use 60.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way it is for most of the RVs.
Uh-huh. They're all different. I'm sure a trailer and a fifth wheel is going to be totally different than a class A.
Yeah, make sure you check your specs so you don't overdo it with the water, but you want as much pressure as possible, so don't limit yourself with these, you know, you'll get Y adapters, you'll get filters, you'll get, you know, the half inch hoses, and it restricts water flow.
Mm-hmm.
You want unrestricted water flow.
Right. And speaking of Y adapters, a Y adapter, you know, you put that on the main spigot and then you've got the two spigots coming out. So you've got two hoses you can put on there.
So you can attach another hose and wash off the RV if you have to.
And there's times when he would forget that. We'd leave and he'd go like, he'd get to the next place and say, oh no, I forgot it.
Yeah, I remember I left one in Dallas.
Yeah.
And it was,
yeah, we couldn't go back for that.
Right.
And you like the brass one. You don't like the plastic one.
Do not use the plastic cheap silver ones.
Mm-hmm.
They will eventually break.
Yeah.
They'll explode on you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's another issue here. Turn off your water if you leave your RV.
Yeah, but wait, I just got to say about the Y adapter.
Oh, I know. So, we're going back there, aren't we?
Yeah, because this is a really funny story. So we were in Las Vegas not too long ago.
Oh, here she goes.
And we actually went from a park in Las Vegas to another park in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was 20 minutes away.
Right.
And we get to the other park and he said, oh, I left the Y adapter there.
Oh, man.
So I called the park we were just at and I told the girl, I said, my husband left the Y adapter on the spigot.
My stupid husband left the Y adapter on the faucet.
And she said, you know what? I'll send somebody out there and check and see if it's still there. You know, I'll get it for you. So she said, if you'll just hold on. I said, oh, sure, I'll hold, you know. So she comes back and she said, oh, he went out there and, you know, I gave her the site number and everything. And she said, oh, he went out there and it's not there. And it's like, oh, okay, you know. So I hung up the phone. I said, let's go. We're going back. Yep. We're going to see if that thing is still on there.
It
probably is still on there if nobody's in the site, you know, if they didn't rent it out. Sure enough, we get there and we pull up. And there it is.
Yep. It was still on the faucet.
So I don't know. I don't know if she was fibbing to me or if anybody really went and looked. I don't know what her story was.
Anything to get you off the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we don't sell that anymore.
Yeah.
You know how that is.
Yeah, you hear a lot of that.
Yeah, you go into a store. Oh, you know, I'm looking for this. Oh, no, we don't have that. You know.
Yeah.
They don't want to bother with you.
Yeah. All right. Number five.
Number five, check your checklist. This is important. First off, you need to have a checklist.
In the beginning, we had a checklist, but you know what? We would forget to check the checklist.
Right.
And then we would forget to do something.
Mm-hmm. A checklist is really important. That way you know exactly what you have to do before you leave your site.
Yep.
And even when you arrive, having a checklist is good too. It becomes a routine.
I mean, you get to a point where you don't even need the checklist because you're so used to doing it every time you pick up and go.
We got a little cocky in that sense.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't check the checklist.
Yeah.
And I remember once we were getting ready to pull out and Patty yells to me, stop, stop, stop. You forgot to unplug the RV.
Yeah, the electric was still plugged in.
We were
I couldn't believe it.
Box.
It's like, he's starting to pull out, and it's like, what are you doing? It's a good thing I was standing out there.
That is ingrained in my mind.
Yeah.
That is number five.
Yeah.
Always check your checklist.
Yeah.
Don't ignore it. Don't forget about it.
I know there's a lot of little things inside, you know, and like locking the refrigerator or, you know, just making sure, you know, the shower door is locked or the bedroom doors are clicked in, you know, or locked. I mean, there's all these little things that's important because you don't want something to mess up while you're driving.
Because you'll hear a noise and it's like, uh-oh. And if you hear something break, it's like, oh, you know what.
Oh, yeah. And if you've got a fifth wheel or a trailer, you don't know what's going on back there.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And that's true. And that's why they say, too, you know, when you open up your cabinet doors after being on a trip, there might be things flying out at you.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, those are the five top things that we wish we would have done differently.
Yeah.
And if you want a bonus.
Yes, I would love a bonus.
Not that kind of bonus.
Oh.
Bonus tip. Be patient. Be very patient. Don't be in a hurry. We were in a hurry at one campsite that we arrived at, and we ended up smashing up our stairs.
Yep.
We've never forgot about that.
Yeah, and that cost us a lot.
It cost us a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
It cost us $1,100 for the steps.
But I know you probably think, well, that's what insurance is for. But our deductible was $1,000.
Right.
So it's like, you know, why up the insurance? We're going to pay that anyways. Might as well just pay for it.
Gives them an excuse to next year, oh, we'll get them real good.
Yeah.
So we put them on ourselves. We had a little bit of help and it worked out okay.
Yeah.
But the big issue is we were impatient.
Yes.
We were in a hurry. And accidents can happen so quick.
Yeah.
So always be patient.
Uh-huh. Take
double
your time.
Check, triple check.
Mm-hmm.
and you'll be okay.
Yep.
Would you like your glass of wine now?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
That's right. You said after we're done, you can have a glass of wine. I couldn't have it while we were doing this.
No.
That's fine. I'm ready.
All right. You can follow us at rockingthervlife.com.
Or Instagram, rockingthervlife. Or Facebook, Jeff Kinsbach.
And we'll be back next week with another episode.
Until then, be patient, take your time, check your checklists, and get those grocery store reward cards.
Man, those things are important.
Yep.
Save you a lot of money.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.